Let's pray. Lord, now we're prepared to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're building up yourself on your most holy faith. I don't know what you think that means or where you go with it, but it's putting you in a place to where you can be more receptive to revelation knowledge. God is always trying to reveal more of him to you, but you got to be receptive. I know sometimes, and the apostles talk about this sometimes, and I know this to be true with myself, and I'm sure you may know too. When the Lord give you revelation, you know, I get excited. I'm a preacher, so I want to preach it to somebody. But sometimes you get that revelation, you go talk to somebody, and they be like, yeah, that's cute. It almost kills your revelation. It almost will make you feel different about it if you don't pay attention. And so there's something about being prepared for revelation. We're going to talk about the so and the word in a little while, and how just because you're sitting up here in church and you're writing your notes and you hear somebody preach and they may be preaching a powerful word does not mean that thing is going to take root in your heart. I believe every Sunday, and I say this, if it ain't you, then don't take it. But I believe every Sunday when we come in here after Brother Ledoux and me and Troy, when we come in here and we clean up, I believe we're scooping up revelation all off the floor every Sunday and Wednesday. Just clean up the one that you left in the seats. How I know you left it in the seat? Because more will be changing if you ain't leave it in the seats. Oh, God, rain down upon us. Remember that song, rain down upon me? Yeah, he raining. But do you have your bucket out? Huh? Do you have your bucket out? Are you prepared? What kind of ground is this seed falling upon? Is it stony ground? Are you mad about something? Forgive. Everybody say forgive. Come on, say it again. Forgive. Whose sins you retain, they're retained unto you. It's not even part of my message, but listen to me. Whose sins you retain, they're retained unto you. That means that thing that you didn't like is the thing that starts happening to you. Whose sins you remit, they are remitted. Do y'all get that? Forgive. If you got somebody in your heart right now, go ahead and forgive them in the name of Jesus. So this word don't fall on stony ground. Thorns, what you've been listening to prepare yourself for this message. See, these messages and these times that we come and meet together should be prepared for. You don't just walk up here and fall into revelation. They should be prepared for. So now what you're listening to on the way here, what you're listening to yesterday, what you're watching yesterday, what you're watching the most. I'm going to say a word tonight. And say, everybody say the word condition. Condition. Come on, say it again, condition. Condition. Come on, say it again, condition. If you're not conditioned for revelation, you won't receive it. You'll hear it, but won't hear it. You'll see it, we'll go there, but you'll see it, but won't see it. That doesn't make sense. But you'll see it, but don't see it. I know every time we come to church, listen, I come to church on Sunday and I can't sit still. I can't sit still. I don't be trying to be wild. I be trying to be a good little, nice little young man and sit still and keep my mouth closed. But I got to yell sometimes because that revelation comes forth. And I don't know how revelation feels to you, but it hits me. It hits me like a train. Like, boom! And it's like everything is open. I can't sit. I can't take that sitting down. I can't take revelation just, praise the Lord. I can't take it that way. Jesus don't deliver that way. So many times we don't receive because we're not conditioned. Everybody say conditioned. Come on, we won't receive because we're not conditioned. Now, your conditioning doesn't happen here in the house. Yeah. Happens at your house. Yeah. Your conditioning happens in the morning and then after the morning. There's no time set apart for the Lord. Every time is for the Lord. Yes. You don't schedule your time around, your prayer time, and then you go to work. No. All of it is your prayer time. But what is prayer anyway? Prayer is communicating with God. Well, what time is it that you're good enough not to be able to talk to God? So conditioning, everybody say conditioning. Condition. Come on, say it again, conditioning. Condition. Come on, say it again, conditioning. Condition. We're going to get there in a minute, but you got to be conditioned for where we're going. There's a world out there that needs to see Jesus. They don't need to read about him. They don't need to hear your scriptures about him. They need to see him. They need to experience him. Now, Jesus in the flesh has already ascended to the Father. Thank God he's up there because right now he's holding hands with the Father and interceding for us, holding on our hands. And what I like to tell people in church, you know, they like to be uppity and feel like somebody worse than them. You're one hand hold away from being what you used to be. Just one. So if you decide to let go, you back. Ephesians 2 talk about that. Don't forget that not long ago, you was without a God, lost in this world. You one hand hold away, all right? But thank God he ascended. Y'all not happy then, huh? Thank God he ascended. Thank God. Thank God he's up there on the right hand of the Father, holding hands with him and then holding hands with me. Holding hands, look at me. Holding hands with me, look at me. Holding hands, not here, holding hands with me. He's connected with me on the inside. Y'all catching that? He's holding hands with me. Thank God he's doing that. But people still need to see Jesus. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. And we'll start off verse 22. And there's so many other things in James. James chapter 1 talking about, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. There's another scripture in there that say, be slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to anger. Doesn't mean don't get angry, just be slow to anger. If you take your time, you know, there's a holy indignation that comes upon God. God was a God of wrath. We like that, you know, he's great. No, God was wrath. God will shut you down if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. So God had wrath. He didn't say don't wrath, but be slow. Make sure that if you have a holy indignation that you're doing it in me, like me. Everybody say like him.
Like him.
Come on, say everybody say like him.
Like
now
him.
We have to become more like him than like us. We're being too much out of ourselves. Be yourself. No, don't be yourself. Be him. You need to find out who you are. I'm looking for myself. Hear people talking about that? I'm on a journey to find myself. Well, it's not that far. It's right there in them Gospels. James chapter 1, verse 22. There's a world out here looking for Jesus. James chapter 1, verse 22. Apostle said something Sunday that slap changed my life. Listen to me. I've been reading these scriptures. You too, huh? I've been reading the scriptures and that. You know, Romans 12 talking about let no man think more highly. Don't talk about yourself right now. Because in the Bible, let me teach you something about the Bible. In King James Version, the original text of how the Bible was written in the Hebrew is very absolute. They're not worried about subject and verb agreement. They be like, it be. Not it's going to be, it shall be, it be. Because that's how they thought. Covenant-minded thinks it is. I ain't got no time to be trying to figure out what will be. It is right now. I'm a child of God. I got that holy blood running through my veins. So it is. That's covenant. Everybody say covenant. So sometimes the King James would add words. You see the words in italics, the little words is leaning a little bit. They're a little curved, right? The italics words. Sometimes you can remove those because they added those to make it sound more English. So I look at the scripture that says, let no man think more highly than he ought to think. Talk about you. Think more highly than the other thing, but think soberly. For God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So we can't assume we're gonna go to jail, but we can't assume that we know things already. This is a constant digging, a constant learning. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Every day you're learning. When you get your bishopric and you become a bishop, and you get your hands laid on you, you become a reverend. And you got the oil poured on you, and now you're somebody. You still ain't nobody until you know Jesus. So you're always learning. Everybody say always learning. James chapter 1, verse 22. Thought I knew, apostles started talking, and I thought I knew these scriptures. I thought I knew what was going on. And I thought I knew what this meant. Tell you, I thought I knew what this meant. I thought I had it. You know, we quote it. Be a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. Right? Read the scripture, read it. Ready, read. Verse 23. Keep reading. Go this way and straight forward, forgetting what man of many words. 25. This man should be blessed. Woo, praise the Lord. Blessed in his deeds. James 1:22. Be a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. We've been hearing the scripture for long, but be a doer. You hear me, Ronnie? Be a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. You're deceiving yourself if you don't do this word. If you just heard it, but you don't do it, then you're deceiving yourself. But what does that mean to do the word? Mm-mm. How about do the word? We got a bunch of definitions. We confess and believe, right? And God bless confessing and believing. And we got all these different formulas that we got. There's one way. Jesus said, I'm the way. Truth and the light. No man coming to the Father but by me. He said, I am the way. Not I am a way. I am the way. Now, we don't pay attention. We have to perceive Jesus. Yeah. Listen to me. I'm going to say this to y'all. If you ain't in a prayer group right now, what is wrong with you? One of them prayer groups that we got, the text groups? Where you at? You too deep, huh? You above that. You don't need to be praying with the church. If you ain't got a group, y'all need to meet somebody by the booth. I'm going to have somebody by the booth tonight. You better turn in your number. Because right now we're reading the gospel. We're in Matthew. We're in Matthew's 11 today, I think. Matthew chapter 11 today. And I'm learning so much. I done read the gospel 2 or 3 times. I've been reading the Bible since I've been little. But every time I read it, I see something different. Jesus is an inexhaustible well of understanding, of wisdom, of anointing, of direction. He's showing us who he is. But listen to me. But be ye a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. How do I do the word? Now, we've been trying to do the word for the longest. Why we ain't got no results? Crickets. Quiet in the house of the Lord. Why we ain't got more going on? Well, we've taken up a waiting doctrine. You know, we've taken up a waiting religion. Well, I need to wait a little while. I'm trying to prove out that I'm faithful. I need to wait for a while. Maybe it just ain't. I just wait for. No. I didn't hear nothing about waiting with Jesus. Come on, y'all ever read about Jesus? Every time I saw Jesus want something to happen, break the bread. All right, he gonna break the bread and. Shut it up. We'll wait till this bread grow. Ain't time to wait. They needed bread then. I see straightway, suddenly, immediately, right then, at that moment, something should be happening in your life right now. Your old religion gone. Oh, old time religion is gone. Something should be happening right now. If we've been trying to do the word, y'all know scriptures, huh? Y'all come to church, we come to church. I'm talking to me too, we come to church. And we be coming for intercessory prayer. We go to ministry school and we do all these different things. Why we ain't seeing more results? God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. So he ain't lying. So if there's a stop up in the pipeline, it's not with him. It's with us because we do not perceive. We're seeing but not seeing. We hear, but don't hear. We're not understanding because our heart is hardened, because we're not open to what he's trying. So how do I, if I've been doing all those things, and I study, and I read, and I do all these different things, but ain't nothing happening, then what is the problem? Am I really doing the word? Scripture said, put it up on there. Put the scripture up. Put the scripture up. But be ye doers. Of what?
The word.
Of what?
The word.
Okay, how do we do that? And not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Now, I'm going to jump to this real quick because I ain't got no time to be staying here no long, long time. Be ye doers and not hearers only. Be ye doers of the word. Be ye doers of the word. Everybody say doers of the word.
Doers.
Everybody say doers of the word.
Doers.
Now, I ain't got time to go to the scripture, but there's a scripture in the Gospels that said, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Right.
Who are we talking about?
Jesus.
So now I asked a young man today, I said, well, what does that mean? And he said, well, Jesus was the word. So that means I do things like Jesus. No, don't do things like Jesus. Do Jesus.
Glory to God.
It's a little deep for you, huh? Watch this. But it don't say be ye doers of what the word do. Be ye doers of the word. That means be ye doers of Jesus. That means you should be doing what Jesus does. Are y'all with that? The word is Jesus. It's a scripture. I'm going to scripture with you, right? The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now, the word is still being made flesh today if you let it happen to you. The word is still being made flesh today if you let it happen to you. See, we got to pray in the Holy Ghost before this. The word is still being made flesh today if you let it happen to you. You be his flesh or be you your flesh? Which one are you? You in him, his flesh is the word, or you in your flesh? Your flesh got you what you got right now. You ain't cool with that, huh? Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not cool with that. Come on, look at him and say, I am not, shake your head. I am not cool with this. Be ye doers of Jesus, not just hearers, deceiving yourself. For you like a man, go to the next scripture. For you like a man beholding yourself in a glass. Come on, go to the next scripture. Come on. You hear the word not do it. You like unto a man beholding your natural face. Your natural face. Beholding your natural face. Everybody say natural face.
Yeah.
You're beholding your natural face in a glass. What are they talking about? A mirror, right? Like a mirror. You're seeing yourself in the mirror. There's a reflection, right? So now it's like you see yourself in the mirror, but then you leave from the mirror and forget what you look like. Now all y'all know what you look like right now. You might not know if you got a little crust in your eye right now because something might have dried up on the way to church, but you know what you look like, don't you? You saw a picture, you could point yourself out, couldn't you? Well, why is that that you can remember what you look like all the time? Tell me, you ready? You ready? Everybody here. I bet you can't tell me the last time you didn't look in the mirror. Tell me the last day you didn't look in the mirror. In your life. Tell me the last day that you didn't look in the mirror. You probably ain't got none. Since you discovered what the mirror was, you've been looking at it every day since then. Oh, come on. Since you ain't no, don't be deep. You did not get up and like, I ain't thinking about this mirror. And if you did look in the mirror at the house, you looked in your rearview mirror. And you turned it to see your whole face. You caught your eye, then you caught your nose, then you caught your mouth. You looked into a mirror. You looked in the mirror today. Some of y'all looked into it 30 times today. You can't even remember a day you didn't look in the mirror. So that's why you know what you look like. That's why you can't forget what you look like. Jesus is trying to tell us something. He's trying to show us something. There's something about, apostles are telling me about being diligent and about consistency in a thing, about being consistent. You do that involuntarily. Ain't nobody going to tell you, hey, well, you can't tell somebody to go look in the mirror, but nobody got to tell you in the morning to go look in the mirror. You're going to look in the mirror regardless. Why? Because you're concerned about how you look. So you can't forget what man or man you are. You can't forget what you look like. But if you're not a doer of Jesus and just a hearer only, it's almost like you looked into that mirror and then you forgot what you look like. Can you imagine that? So we've got to condition. Everybody say condition. We've got to turn this thing around. We're so conditioned to everything out here that we're not conditioned to everything in here. Listen to me. So we've got to condition. We've been going like this when we should be going like this. We've been going this way when it should be going this way. Verse 25. Read it. Ready, read. But whoever, now whoso, now that means that it's not everybody, it's just whoever looks. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed. This man. This man right here shall be blessed in his deed. It sounds like another man in Psalms, that everything you do shall prosper. We'll get over that in a minute, but this man shall be blessed in his doing. So hold up. If you be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, then you shall be blessed in your doing. What does that mean? So if I'm not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, well, what is the work? Where's the work? The work, y'all think y'all went to work today. You ain't go to work. You went to a job. You ain't go to work. You wasn't working today. I got to go to work tomorrow. That ain't real work. This the work. A doer of the work. What's the work? Well, we talk about a work all the time with Jesus. We talk about a work. It's called the work of the cross. Mm-hmm. It's called the work of the cross. Everybody say the work of the cross. Come on, say it again. Say the work of the cross. Well, what was the work of the cross? Well, Jesus made up his mind that I was here for you. I was here for another. I'm not here for my own gain, but I'm here for another. So I've decided that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. They say he was even conformable unto death. He was obedient even unto death. So that means the work is to die. The work, be a doer of the work. Now, I appreciate the ministry of health. And I appreciate all the light bearers and the master bearers and the people that work in the cameras. God bless y'all. And I appreciate the people that come and sing in the praise team and the people that help clean up and the ushers and everything. God bless y'all, but that ain't the work. That's a product of the work. Yeah. That's a manifestation of the work. I can't do it that good because you ain't got it manifested on the inside first. You got to die. Your will don't matter. If you can, Lord, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will. Jesus talking, right? Never, he said, nevertheless. Everybody say, nevertheless. Nevertheless. Come on, say it again. Nevertheless. Nevertheless. Break those words down. Nevertheless. We get all deep. Nevertheless. Hold on. So that means it'll never be the less than your will. So not my will. So you got to die. See, you got to die. See, the problem is you living, so that's the result you got. You producing life, so that's what you got. If it ain't what the scripture said, if it don't look like what the scripture said, then there's you living and not him. Be a doer of the work. That man shall be blessed in his deed. So now we're not talking about your 1-2-3-step process that you're trying to work and never works. Not talking about all the other stuff that you're trying to do. No. You got to die. Found something out about the word. If revelation really hits you, you praying and you praying in the spirit and you're reading the Bible, revelation really hits you, it challenges you and it'll choke you out. It'll make you nervous. It'll make you quiet. It's never meant for you to be comfortable. If you're comfortable every day, then something is wrong. You're not getting any revelation. If you're comfortable all the time, then something is wrong. God is not showing you anything new. If you're just comfortable, it is not meant to be comfortable. It is not meant for you to get your stuff together and fade off into the sunset. No, it is a work.
Come on, come on.
I want to shake you up tonight. I want to shake you up before you to stand up and wake up. Everybody say, wake up.
Wake up.
Say it loud. Say, wake up.
Wake up.
Come on, say it again. Wake up.
Wake up.
We're walking around like zombies, although we got life on the inside of us.
Glory to God.
Letting life and everything around us take us over. No, 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 no. There should be more going on. You should not have no problem with your money. You should not have no problem with your health. You should not have no problem with your family. There should be no problem going on because you should be conditioned. Let me teach you something. Can I teach you something for a second? I'm a little excited, so y'all got to pray with me, all right? Condition. I'm gonna get ahead of myself. Joshua 1:8. Who knows Joshua 1:8 say? Don't go there. Who knows Joshua 1:8 say? Huh? Say it then. You better say it right. Don't play with me. A couple people's leaving words out. Let me tell you something about the word. Here's why you need to know the word. I asked a couple of young guys what the scripture said, and they were saying it, but they're skipping word. They'd be like, well, I know what it say. No, you don't know what it say. Because there's one word that the Holy Ghost showed me today in that scripture that if I skipped that word, then I'd have missed the revelation. John 5:39 says, search the scriptures. For any of you think you have, like, we like to jump the part, but you testify of me. But he did still say, search the scriptures. So you need to know, Joshua 1:8. Put it on the screen. You put it on the screen now. Quote it. What was that last line? No, what's that? Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. Read that whole part again. For then thou. So you're going to make your way prosperous and you're going to have good success. Now look at you and then look at that. I know it hurts. I know it hurts a little bit. But the first way to using the map is finding out where you are. I ain't, listen, y'all forgive me. I ain't got no time to be playing this church no more. I'm 32 years old. I've been in church all my life. I done seen all kind of games played in all kind of other people's churches, all right? Thank God for Word of Life Christians. And listen, I done seen, what? Listen, I done seen all kind of stuff. I ain't got no time to be playing no games no more. These people out here dying. You got kinfolks that's dying and hurting. And relatives that's confused and need deliverance. They're out there screaming. The whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. We've got to manifest. Come on, no. I don't need you to ask. I don't need that. We've got to manifest. We got to get over all this stuff that we think is important. Jesus is. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That thou, meaning so that you can, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. After that, you're going to make your way prosperous and you're going to have good success. But this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. How long?
Yeah.
How long?
Yeah.
Now, how long you meditate? Don't answer me. All right. Praise the Lord. I'm all up in your face with it. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. And the next thing it says, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. I'm riding down the road, and the Holy Spirit said, well, why didn't he say, that's funny, boy, the way he talked to you. He said, why didn't he say, because this sound deep, too. This sound deep, all right, because we're going to go back to James 1:22, but this sound deep. He said, this book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe, that thou mayest do according to all that is written. Why didn't he say that? Why didn't he say you meditate day and night so you can do? That thou mayest do everything that's written in there. You know, you're trying to be a doer of the word, huh? Why didn't he say that? Why did he put observe? Well, it seems like the way, you know, we say, well, we got to see it to do it. No. It seems like the way we talk about it, we should have seen it before we meditated. When that time you meditate the word before you read it? You wouldn't even know the word if you hadn't seen it before, right? So it's not just talking about just seeing it. So observe. Everybody say observe.
Observe.
Come on, everybody say observe.
Observe.
Come on, say it again, observe.
Observe.
So he said that thou mayest observe to do. Everybody say observe,
observe.
To do.
To
come
do.
On, say it again, observe,
observe.
To do.
To
come
do.
On, say it again, observe,
observe.
To do.
To do.
I cannot do until I've observed. I ain't talking about you just reading your scripture in the morning, though. Praise the Lord for that, but ain't just talking about that. It's talking about you must observe something to be able to do something. That means Hebrews 12 and 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Right, 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 right. Peter, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, never sank. If he'd have kept looking, he'd have kept walking. I must observe, I must see something, I must perceive something before I can do something. So we're out here trying to do the word, but we hadn't seen Jesus yet. We don't really know what he looked like. We know about him, but we don't really know him. If we really know him, we'd be him. It's a little deep for you, huh? If we really knew him, the works that I do, shall you do also, and greater works than these, he wasn't lying. You should be doing the greater works. But you're trying to be a doer of the word, and you don't even know that the word is him. You don't even know a doer of the work is you dying like he did. You don't even know that as you giving up all your ideas and your thoughts about everything that you think about everything and changing it to him, that thou mayest observe to do. So now if I don't observe but I'm trying to do, then I'm walking in the blind. I'm walking in the blind. I'm trying to do something, but I can't see how it's done because I ain't looking at him. Listen to them about the Gospels. Can I tell y'all something about the Gospels? They're not no cute little stories. We get all excited about the miracles. The miracles are a product of who he was. That's a product of who he is. I want to open up eyes, but you don't want to die. I want to multiply the bread. Die. Listen, it's simple. The day that you die, the day that you can fly. As soon as you decide to give it up. See, we got a lot of stuff going on in our lives because that's the place we haven't given up. Matthew chapter 13. Because you see, but you don't see. And you hear things, you hear these scriptures, and we say amen, and we write them down in our notebook, but we ain't really heard them, because if I really heard them, hearkening means listening with the intent to do. If I really heard them, it will change something in me. Matthew 13. I'm going to do a little reading. I like to read the Bible. You like to read the Bible? I do too. The same day Jesus went out of the house, verse 1, and sat by the sea. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things of them in parables, saying, behold, the sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell on the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. Not much earth. Not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root. Everybody say no root. And they withered away. No root, withered away. Verse 7, the sun fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other, praise the Lord, this is where we want to be. Verse 8, but other fell in the good ground and bore forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Then he says this, and I don't know what this got to do with nothing about some seed or some sower. I don't know what this got to do. Sometimes Jesus, you got to understand how God talks and how Jesus talks. He talks very absolute. He doesn't talk in the way that you talk. You say 1, 2, 3, sometimes he say 35, 65, 89. That's how he talks. Because that's why we need the Holy Ghost. Everybody say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
That's why we need him to understand. That's why you need him to reveal these things to us, all right? That's why you need the Holy Ghost, right. But then he starts talking about all that. Then he said, verse 9, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 10, and them doggone disciples, that's us sometimes too, the disciples came and said to him, why speakest thou in parables? Why are you talking like that? Verse 11, he answered them and said, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he had. Verse 18, therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing, see not. Doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. They seeing, but they don't see. And hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand. And seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. That's a possibility then. So what it's telling me is it's a possibility that I'm seeing the scriptures, but I don't see it. It's a possibility that you read Matthew this morning and ain't see nothing. Verse 15, for this people, and I'm going to show you something, I'm going to show you ourselves in here. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears dull of hearing, and their eyes, what happened? Now, they didn't say that their eyes are closed. It says their eyes. No. Two words before that. They have closed. They have closed. So because they have their eyes closed, they don't see. See, God is not holding anything from us, but if you don't open your eyes, the eyes they have closed. So this means something you got to do. It means you got to open your eyes and see what thus says the Lord to you. You have to put yourself in a position where your eyes can always be open. Get out the dark. Get out the dark. Get into a place where I can see. If I can't see him right there, then I shouldn't be there. If this is a place that's keeping me from seeing him, then this is not a place that's for me. If this is a relationship that keeps me from seeing him, then this is not a relationship for me. If there is a situation or a job or whatever it is that's keeping me from seeing him, then I shouldn't be there. Keeping my eyes closed. We don't see because we keep our eyes closed. We tend to think that we're okay, but we're not. We've got to come up. We've got to rise up. Lord, lift us up where we belong. We've got to rise up and begin seeing. I know some of y'all, I know we Bible scholars, I understand. But a Bible scholar ain't never made nothing happen for nothing. They got school of theology all over the world. No supernatural going on. Why is it not happening? You ever ask yourself that? You ever ask yourself why it ain't happening? Why it don't happen with me? Why it didn't happen for me today? Why it didn't happen for me yesterday? Why I couldn't lay hands on that person and get up? Why is it that that couldn't happen? It's not that the power ain't there because it's already on the inside of you. You have overcome them little children. 1 John 4:4, that's your favorite one, huh? Huh? What, greater is he where?
In me.
Huh? Where you at? Greater is he that is? The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells where? On the inside of you. It is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Let me teach you something about revelation. Can I teach you something about revelation? We don't work towards revelation. We work from revelation. See, Jesus. You're not reading. Ha ha, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Getting ahead of myself. You're not going to revelation. You're living from revelation. Jesus started talking. He was going across to another place, and he started talking, and it was right after he had broke the bread and fed 4,000. This is another time. He fed 5,000, he fed 4,000, meaning he was doing that all the time, meaning it wasn't just a glitch in the matrix. That was who he was, all right? He started talking to them and telling them, you know, about the unleavened bread and how they beware of the Pharisees' unleavened bread. The disciples thought he was talking about real bread. So he said, y'all forgot that I just broke bread for them people? We're not talking about regular bread. I'm trying to tell you to beware of the Pharisees talking. Beware of the unleavened bread. Beware of a little bit of leaven, a little bit of folding hands, so shall thy poverty come upon you. The Bible talks about that. So he says, beware. So later on, he gets to talking, and he says, who do men say that I am? Y'all remember that? Who do men say that I am? He says, some say Elias. Some say John the Baptist. Some say one of the prophets. He said, but no, whom you say that I am? Peter was a brave man. Peter was a brave man. Now, Peter was a wild boy. You know, all the crazy stories we read about the disciples are about Peter. Peter cut that man ear off. Peter was the one that started cussing to deny Jesus. But Peter was the one that walked on the water. Peter was the one that threw that net on the side of the ship and they closed a great multitude of fish. Peter was the one that caught that one fish and paid the tax collector. All right, so just because you got some wild things with you don't mean God ain't going to use you. Amen. I'll be Peter. If I got to be in the water, I love about Peter and love about Jesus is that Peter denied three times, but right after that, Jesus came back and said, "Dude, I love me more than these." Three times just to let you know that you were redeemed. Did you know that Peter was probably one of the only disciples that you really heard about in the book of Acts? Peter, then they started talking about Paul. He was a wild boy. Peter jumped up and said, "I know who you are. Thou art the Christ." He said, I bet he said it like a preacher too. "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "Flesh and blood has not what? Flesh and blood has not revealed this. It has not revealed this." Everybody say revealed. Everybody say revelation. Flesh and blood has not revealed it, but my Father which is in heaven. And thou art Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church. Peter put himself in a position for the church to be built upon a person like him. Yeah. Are you strong enough to be a pillar in the church? But the revelation, listen to me, thank you very much. The revelation, some people thought that he said Peter was the revelation. No, Peter not the revelation. Peter could become the revelation. You didn't hear that, huh? Peter could become the revelation. But the revelation is Jesus. The Christ. Christ was the thing. He said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you." Christ was the revelation that was revealed. So if Christ was the revelation, and greater is he that is in me, and the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of me, and Jesus is in my heart, then I already got revelation. So I'm not living to revelation, I'm living from. Listen to me, I'm not living to revelation. Sometimes we doing so much scripture and trying to do stuff so I can get a, no, you got a revelation. Listen to me. Now that I get a revelation, I got a revelation. Come on, say, "I got a revelation." Come on, say it again, "I got a revelation." Now, any revelation that comes, then that revelation can come from somewhere else. Then somebody can say something. I'm going to say something tonight that be a revelation to you. But all it is making you understand and more aware of the revelation on the inside of you already.
Amen.
That's good. You have to get it. Can't nobody get it for you. You've got to get it. Listen, as anointed as our man of God is, he's one of the most anointed men of God on the face of this earth.
Yes.
Pushing that word, the power coming out. He lay hands on you, fall out. But listen, in that laying of hands, you still got to receive.
Yes,
you still got to get it. Everybody say, get it.
Get it.
Do your hands. Say, get it.
Get it.
You've got to get it. If you don't get it, revelation, listen, revelation got to be caught. It can't really be taught. It got to be caught. You got to put yourself in position so now when it comes, it's making you aware of who you already are. You're walking around with greatness on the inside of you, but we're not using it, and it is not becoming us, and we're not living it because we're not aware of the greatness on the inside. Now, we know these scriptures. We know these scriptures, don't we? We know all these scriptures, but when are we going to realize what's on the inside? Everybody say conditioning. Come on, say it again, conditioning. Come on, say it again, conditioning. There's a conditioning that must go on in you. Right now, we're beginning some conditioning. When you pick up your Bible in the morning, or when you go to bed tonight, or if you play the Bible, which would be cool if you play the Bible while you're sleeping instead of those shows that you're watching. See, whatever your faith comes by and hearing by the word of God, right, it's good faith. But you can get faith for anything. Whatever you hear the most, you're conditioned to. So if you're broke, you're probably conditioned to being broke. That's just your condition. If you're sick, you're conditioned to be that way. Jesus ain't come for you to be sick. But if you are, then that's what you're conditioned to. Maybe you hadn't conditioned enough for the other thing. You got some habits that you want to break, but you can't break them. You're conditioned to those things. You keep feeding the appetite. So there's a conditioning that must go on before you can really live to be like him. There's a conditioning. See, your spirit man is him. It's Jesus. It's God already on the inside of you, right? It's God already on the inside of you. But there's a problem up here with the conditioning in your mind. That's why the scripture says in Philippians 2 and 5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Everybody say it. Let. Let this mind. What does it mean to let this mind? What does it mean to let this mind? Allow. What does it mean to allow? One of the things that connotation of let means, it means that you must be already trying, it must be already trying to get in my head. It must be already trying to be in me. Oh, it makes life so much easier. If I'm at your front door and I'm trying to get in, I'm leaning on the door, all you got to do is turn the knob, pull it, and then you let me in. Well, let me in, and you hear me knocking, and somebody on the movie, you hear me knocking, well, let me in. Let. Everybody say let. Come on, say let. We've been trying to pull him in. Come on, Jesus, come on in this house, Jesus, please. Come on, Jesus, please come in my mind. Come on, I'm going to work, get to work. I'm trying to force Jesus. No, he's already trying to be in your mind. Let this mind. This mind is already trying to be in you. This mind is already trying to live through you. This mind is already trying to function in you if you would only let it. My trail, how I let it? Well, it's conditioning. There's a conditioning. Joshua 1, they say, this book of law shall not depart from my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Psalms 1 talking about, in this law does he meditate day and night. Then he shall be like a tree. See, when you're reading the scriptures and you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you're conditioning yourself for who you really are. You keep watching them shows and that's who you're going to be. You keep reading them books and that's what you're going to have. You keep listening to their reports, and that's the report that you're going to have. So let me tell you something. The money coming revelation. It's all in Jesus. And it's already on the inside of you, so you should be having more already. The reason that you don't have more is because you're not conditioned for more. You haven't bared down and forsaken everything else to get conditioned towards the will of God for my life. You got to die. We were singing the other night in worship, and the Holy Spirit gave us a fresh song, and the song said, all for all. You give me your all, I give you my all. This is what he started saying to us, right? He said, all for all. Now, see, this gets ticky now. So we get to talking like this, it gets nerve-wracking because you ain't got no way out of here. You ain't got no way to get past this one. Either you're going to give it up or you're not. Either you're going to do it or you're not. Either you're going to fight for your ways or you're going to change your ways. There's no way around this. There is no detour route. I can do all things through Christ. Ain't no detour. You got to go through. So you got to die. You got to condition yourself. You got to give up all that stuff that you think you know about what you know. Because we think we know some things, don't we? I made a decision today to drop all that stuff that I thought I know. That I may know him. He talks about that, not that I already attained. I count everything I learned as dumb. Give it up. Begin to condition. Don't read for religion and don't pray for religion. Pray for condition. Pray to condition yourselves. Read to condition yourself. It got to a point, I said this in my class, and there's a point, and I'm not saying that I got a lot of conditioning to do. Lord Jesus, I got a lot of conditioning to do. You know, if I'm going to say it about myself, I'm going to say it about you. But there's a time, there's something that happened to me. I was on the plane with this a couple years ago. I don't know what year it was. I'm coming, we're flying back from Guatemala, and I was reading this book about Jesus, and I started reading Matthew chapter 5, where he started talking about the Beatitudes. He started talking about if they actually go a mile, go two with them. If you know, pray for you, and pray for those that despitefully use you, right? And if you smash you on one cheek, give you the other, right? If they sue you for your coat, give them your cloak also, right? We ain't there yet. We ain't there yet, because you slap. We're going to have to talk, huh? So revelation. But I'm sitting on the plane, I know what happened, but I don't know what happened. I couldn't say how to get there. It was just a thing. I don't know. I'm just reading. I wasn't reading because the apostle came back there and told me, you better read the scripture. And I wasn't reading because I was trying to get something. I wasn't reading because I was trying to prove God that I was faithful so he can deliver my package. Praying in the Holy Ghost. A lot of times we pray in the Holy Ghost day to day. I'm going to tell you how I know when somebody ain't really praying the Holy Ghost and they vain babbling. Because, see, you can vain babble. Here's how I know you vain babbling. If nothing ain't changing, you vain babbling. Guarantee you. Every time you pray in the Holy Ghost is trying to change you. He's trying to change that old stank stuff about you. He's trying to wash you out. If you ain't changed, you still lazy, you still late, you still doing the same old stuff. You're vain babbling. What's vain? What's it be vain? You're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you. You're so vain. Vain is about yourself. The Bible talks about don't be vain like the Gentiles. So now even he's another thing. I know it's vain babbling when you pray in the Holy Ghost to get what you want. Oh, we do it. I know your serious face right now. We do it. We start praying real hard. I remember them guys, some of them drug dealers, they get in trouble around here, and then when they get in trouble, they start coming in church, and they be at the altar. And at first, you'd be like, man, look at them. God, no, they got a case coming up. And so they want the reverend to come speak on their behalf at the courthouse, because they know the apostle got some pull in the courthouse. I understand, you know, perceive and I perceive. You want something. No. You got to pray in the Holy Ghost so that you can build yourself on your most holy faith, and it's going to start killing you. It's going to start killing your ideas. I'm going to say it again. If your ideas were that great, they would be working. They're not yielding what the Bible is saying. It's not yielding what the Bible's saying. Listen. Seeing and I see. So that means I got to see Jesus. I got to see the revelation on the inside of me. The Lord showed me the reason we're having glimmers of success and glimmers of light and glimmers of increase and glimmers of miracles in your personal life. The only reason you got a glimmer because you're only getting a glimpse of him.
Wow.
You know scripture said, what measure you meet is measured unto you? Yeah. You know scripture, right?
Yeah.
And you know he said, well, if you sow sparingly, you what? But if you sow bountifully, you what? Be it unto you according to your faith. It's all talking about measurements, right? According to their several, he gave them talents. According to their several ability. Remember the talents. According to their several ability. So what it's saying is the measure that you receive is according to the measure that you meet. I can't give you 20 gallons if you only give me a 10-gallon bucket. If you gave me a 5-gallon opening of you on the inside, I can't pour this thing that you've been praying for all the time. You want 90,000 gallons.
Lord Jesus.
But all you got is a 5-gallon cup.
Oh my God.
You're not open enough.
Glory to God.
We're not open enough. We still breathing. He not breathing in us. It's still something that we're holding on to. The measure that you meet is measured unto you. The more that you see, the more that you see. The more that you see on the inside, looking under Jesus, the more that you see Jesus, the more that you see Jesus. The Lord told me something the other day. He said, He said, it's cool that you see apostles' hands. And praise the Lord for that. You know, sometimes people used to, I said this in class tonight, sometimes people used to be shoo, shoo. But they thought the anointing was in the shoo. Remember, you know, apostle there. Shoo. And they thought, you know, shoo. So they walk around and they thought they were dead as a doorknob up in there when they're trying to just spitting on people. So, and they try to hold their hands like he hold them, you know. And one thing about apostle, he followed Brother Hagin so close that if you listen to him sometime when the anointing come on, he'll sound just like him. He'll begin to walk like him, taking the short steps. He'll begin to walk like him. But that's a product of him catching his heart. It's probably him catching his heart. He's not out there talking about, let me look like. He don't even know it. Sometimes I tell him, I say, he sounds just like Brother Hagin. I ain't know what was going on. I'm just in the anointing. Because he caught it. He caught it. Y'all caught it, however you want to say it. I say it caught it. He told me, you can see his hand. You can see his hand. All this that we see, all this land that we own. You can see the works of his hands. But if you see his heart, you can have his hand. Come on, y'all got to do me better than that now. Come on. If you can see on the inside. So let me tell you something. Can I tell you that? Remember Jesus was talking, he said, I'm not going to say much to you now because the enemy around here, he ain't got nothing in me. Remember that? See, there's a principle in the inside. There's a principle in you knowing and seeing on the inside and you living from the inside. There's a principle between that because the enemy out here running around. That's why you need to keep your mouth closed about what God done told you. You need to keep your mouth closed about your dream. You need to keep your mouth closed about what you're trying to do for the Lord. Keep your mouth closed about that because he can hear you. Oh, you're going to do that in March? I got you. So I'm going to have all the demons at that gate so I can embarrass you and your pastor and your Jesus. Wow. So now it's the mysteries. So now it's on the inside. So you've got to see on the inside and catch it on the inside so that he ain't got nothing in you. He can't even tell what's going on inside of you. You know, the devil can read your Bible. He probably got one just like yours, marked up more than yours is. How long he been here? How long he been here? How long? We can name the most mature person by age in this room, and he been here oogobs years longer than you. Trust me, he got some tricks. He got some real good tricks. He know the scripts, he know the screen, he know about, he read the whole Bible. So how we win? You know the Bible, I know the Bible. We just fighting with the Bible. No, you win with revelation. So you've got to see on the inside. Come on, say it again. You got to see on the inside. He said, where is the kingdom of God? Some say, lo here. Some say, lo there. No, the kingdom of God is. So you've got the condition to look on the inside. Stop looking around at all these things. The Lord told me something the other day. We're talking in everybody say independence. Come on, say, I am independent. Come on, say it again. I am independent. Come on, say it again. I am. There's a power in I am. Not I will be, not I'm going to be. You read the scripture, the Bible talks about he is in you. It's a current thing right now. It's not I will be in you. No, I am in you. Say I am. Come on, say I am. Independent. Independence. What is independence? We celebrate on the 4th of July. We call it Independence Day. What is that celebrating? Freedom, huh? Freedom, there's a day of freedom. Independence is freedom, ain't it? Yeah. To be independent means that you're free. You're no longer a slave, right? You're independent, independent. You're free. The Lord said, break it up. Break the word up. There's two words in there. Break them up. Come on. Dependence. Come on. Come on, say it again. Come on. Come on, say it again. Come on, say it again. Watch this. Independence. Y'all watching me? Look at, watch the motion. Come on, do you? Come on. Independence. I'm depending on what's on the inside. My dependence on what's on the inside, we're talking about the power of Jesus. Jesus is on the inside of me. If I depend on that, if I depend on him, when I depend on that, there's freedom in everything that I can do. Listen to me. So now, if you're not independent, then you're out dependent. You're depending on everything out here and you become a slave to the conditions. You become a slave to everything on our side. Don't you feel like that sometimes? Don't you feel like life come upon you? And no, life ain't got no control over you. If you become conditioned, then you have control over the conditions. That storm, Jesus down asleep in the ship, sleeping. Knocked out. Let the man sleep all that work he's doing. Knocked out. The wind started blowing and started crashing upon that ship. They get all scared. The same disciples that seeing all these miracles kind of look like us a little bit. Them same disciples and see all them miracles. We're going to go down there and wake Jesus up. You scared? What, you going to let us die? That's how we ask God when we be praying. Well, you know I got this bill. Jesus, you ain't going to let me get embarrassed like this. I'm going to wake him up. You going to let us perish? And Jesus said, peace, be still. Had power over the conditions. Because he was conditioned. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was already conditioned of who he was in God. He said, I'm in my Father, and my Father's in me. Then he started telling us, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will. Yeah. Yeah. If you become conditioned, listen to me. If you become conditioned with an ED, conditioned, already conditioned, if you become conditioned, you have power over the conditions and nothing, the word of God is no longer conditional to you. Lord showed me something one day, and I understand. Y'all know y'all going to start quoting scripture. I know don't take nothing out of the Bible. Don't add nothing to it. I know what the scripture say. I read my Bible too, all right? But Lord told me the other day, he said, when you become conditioned, then, because for John 10:10, the thief come not for to steal, kill, and destroy, right? He said, I am come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. Well, might means I might, and I might not. You might and you might not. So that's conditional. But he told me when I become conditioned, when I really get that, I can take the mites out. That's just for me. You ain't got to preach to nobody. That's just for me. Listen, for you too. I'm come that you have life and you have it more abundantly. How that sound? I'm come that you have life and you have it more abundantly. How that sound? I'm come that you have life and you have it more abundantly. How that sound? That sounds better than you might.
Yes. Yeah.
Condition. Everybody say condition. Say I am. Condition. Come on, say it again. I am. Condition. Say it again. I am. Condition. We've got to become I am conditioned. Did y'all hear that? We've got to become I am conditioned. I'm going to say it again. We've got to become I am conditioned. Like, you know, air conditioned. Like it describes what kind of conditioning that is. I am conditioned. I am is the kind of condition that you are. I am conditioned. I got to become I am conditioned. So that I know what he said is mine and I can have and I have power over these things and I have power over the serpents and all those things and nothing shall enemy by any means harm me. Nothing can harm me. Nothing can take me over. Nothing can beat me because I am conditioned of who I am. We'll take a little time for you. Now, listen. You ain't got no 21 days to form a habit. I don't hear that. Nobody don't care about all that. Jesus will do something different for you tomorrow if you decide to condition yourself. If you decide to forsake yourself and give it up, and you say, you know what? I'm not going to watch that today. I'm not going to watch that tonight. I ain't got nothing against your shows. I like TV. I like movies. I like music. But I don't love them like I love God. And at the expense of what do I do the things that I do? At the expense of the greatness that could be coming on out of the inside of us and changing everything around us? At the expense of my freedom? Of my independence? If all this other stuff is going to make you a slave. That's why the Bible said the children of this world and that generation wiser than the children of light. They understand what repetition does. They understand that faith comes by hearing. They understand you keep watching it and you keep listening to it and you keep looking at that you become a slave to that. That's all they want. Because if I can get you hooked on cocaine, you'll always be on cocaine and I'll always have a lifetime buyer. That means I always got money from somewhere. I always got somebody watching because I know I got her hooked. Somebody gonna buy my album because I know I got them hooked. Get hooked on Jesus. How about let's use the same tenacity? Let me tell you something about Apostle. Can I tell you a secret about Apostle? We were talking about today, me and Dash was talking about today. He said, something about when you figure out what he did. It's something about when I start figuring out what he did. You know, I watched him for years. When I figured out what he's doing, then it makes life easier, makes things easier, makes just functioning easier. He's addicted to the will of God. You ain't going to tell him nothing that's that important that's going to make him try to pay attention to that more than he pay attention to Jesus. Now, what can you say that? Now, I understand we holy and we spiritual and we in the church right now. And so we always say, Jesus, the Lord of my life. Jesus, we used to answer the phone when I was little. No hello. We're so deep. No hello. Jesus, Lord. That'd be so, Jesus is Lord. My friends call Jesus is Lord. So deep. I know. I understand. Jesus is the Lord of your life. I understand. Is he the Lord of your life? Do God own you. Remember that? He take all the breath out of you. It kills you. You start asking somebody, do God own you? Ain't no way around it. Die, don't die. Do he own you? Are you all his? Or you gave him some of you? Talk is cheap. It's dirt cheap. And actions always speak louder than your words. What are we going to do then? Don't give me a spiritual answer. We're going to conquer in the name of Jesus. No. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? When are we going to decide that enough is enough? I know you want things to change. I know you do. Me too. I know you want to see more results. Yes, me too.
Yes.
I know you want more. When are we going to decide to be conditioned? When are we going to realize that nothing else, listen to me, nothing else matters? Pause and calmly think about that. I don't need no amens, no mm-hmms, nothing. Think about that for a minute. Lord showed me something. I'm going to say it real quick. The Lord showed me something. He said, when you finish, we were talking to a friend and we were getting revelation. He said, when you finish, and I told him what I was saying. He said, pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit so we won't lose this. And I said, what you talking about, Lord? And he said, just like you open yourself up to receive the word, he said, you need to close yourself up after you finish. Because immediately the enemy is coming. He coming right after I say, you are dismissed. You know how he going to come? He's going to come with those stupid conversations you about to have. About some game or some what you're going to eat. And that word ain't going to take no root. What you're going to do is when we finish, when I dismiss, we're going to pick up the offering. And when I dismiss, you're going to pray in tongues for a couple minutes. I don't need you to pray all loud. We don't need to hold hands. We don't need to have intercessory prayer. We don't need to go in the back and get the neat thing. We don't need none of that. You take a couple minutes and just pray in the Holy Ghost. And so you close that ground up. So you cover that seed up. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Thank you, Lord.